A Prayer for Those Struggling in Spiritual Affliction by Chelsea DeMatteis, read by Leah Martin. Submit to Jesus, resist the devil, and he will flee. James 4:7. I vividly remember one evening standing over the sink and looking in the mirror, full of irritation and anger that yet another spiritual attack was at hand, and I asked God, "What would you tell me right now?" Not even a moment later, James 4:7 was in my mouth. Submit to Jesus, resist the devil, and he will flee. I've prayed this verse for years, but that night something stood out to me I'd never noticed before. This verse has two commands with one promise. I must choose submission to Jesus and trust in his authority over my situation. I must choose to resist the devil and know the affliction may not immediately subside, but I'm not alone in it. Lastly, I can rest in the promise from the Lord that the devil will flee. I went to bed and laid there in awe that I didn't see the actions I was called to take until this moment. Not only did this bring peace, but it brought me back to the truth that I must always be in the posture of submission to Jesus. Our hearts are best cared for in this place because we're no longer living just in our own strength. And so often I see spiritual attacks slip in when I take my eyes off Jesus. With so much to distract us, we have to be even more diligent to choose the submitted way of living. I love that Paul penned the words, "To live is Christ, to die is gain." On this side of heaven, we will experience affliction, but we also get to feel the weight of God's glory and watch his hands work here on earth. And that, my friends, is worth any momentary affliction. In this moment, as I sit and write, my family is sitting in affliction. I think many families also are, and maybe your family is one of them. It's hard, but it's something we cannot sidestep. It's a part of this life that will make us even more dependent on the Lord and his truth. If God's truth sets us free from bondage, it also means this same truth defeats affliction. This means we're going to see victory, even if it doesn't come in the timing we may have hoped for. As I've lived through many seasons of attack, I've also come to notice the enemy is after those who live their lives on fire for Jesus. Satan wants to diminish an undiminishable light. So how do we combat this warfare? We pray God's word and we follow what it says. We write verses like James 4:7 on our hearts, so that in times of hardship, we can focus on the truth that will set us free and remind us who has the ultimate victory. Let's pray now for those who are under spiritual affliction. Lord, thank you for the power of your written word. I am so thankful that you've laid out the truth before us and blessed us with the ability to call on you in our times of trouble. Lord, as the affliction comes, help me look to you as my source of strength. Help me to submit to you, resist whatever the enemy is throwing at me, and trust that he will flee. In Jesus' name, amen.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone. My name's Carly Mercouillier. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.